Blog Talk Radio.
He kissed me, and all I could say is, wow. I could feel all my synapses snap and snap back, and as I sat back, I tried to keep track of how this inferno is now ablaze. Heat hotter than hell, make even Hades bust a sweat and want to turn on the AC, like fighting a fight you just don't want to win. Give you that, oh shit, you feel so good type moment. Bring the floodwaters like the hip guy.
Welcome to Sen's Writer Request, and now your host, Miss Sen.
Sen's Writer Request, and I'm your host, Miss Sen City. It's Monday night. It's 11 o'clock. We have an awesome show in store for you tonight. But first and foremost, how has your week been? You know, we left off on a very high note last week with Miss Yolanda Brathwaite of Grown Girls NYC. I hope you guys had an opportunity to go on and check her website and, you know, connect with her about volunteering and really getting to be a part of her organization. And then also, just that your week went really well. Mine, well, let's not talk about the bad things that happened, but mine went pretty okay for the most part. My oldest son is a stellar student, as if I doubted for a moment, and is getting good grades. Yes, sweetheart, blowing me kisses from the background. So we had parent-teacher, so kudos to all those parents whose children are doing rather well in high school. Elementary school parent-teacher is coming up this week, so my five-year-old will be in hot seat, is what we like to call it, so we'll see how he does. As we wind down from the day, because, you know, Mondays are the hardest part of the day, of the week for most people, we're just very excited to be here and just to be able to share and really get it in. And to start your week off right with Sen's Writer Request, so I'm so happy that you're here. So some housekeeping really quick. So maybe two Saturdays ago, we had Bars in the Barbershop. In Brooklyn, the third edition. It was absolutely fantastic. And we're very excited that we had an opportunity to do it at Bus Stop Barbers again. Shout out to Cypher and his people over there. And we had an awesome show. The performances and the performers themselves were absolutely phenomenal. Great sportsmanship amongst them, and then just an all-around good show. It was all about the bars, their rappers, so they're doing it up and doing it big. And I just wanted to play you a little something from Bars in the Barbershop. So this is Joe the Poet. What a winner.
Back then, did I have this? Back then, I wasn't gonna be this. All the help I needed back then to deny you phases that became a trend. For all my daughters down, my friends, cause the new folks don't know me like them. So I raise my middle fingers to them. You stop right now, don't need nothing at your hands, let's talk about it. That steady napping while I'm rapping, no confusion, and I could do this. That always shine, always playing, always beeping right into computers. That see me moving, shows are brewing, for it's stupid, but you know I could do this. So to show my wave, I work this hard just to make it this wave. Let's go, let's go. I'm second every show, second every thing with my inch and my soul. Let's go, let's go. I ride in my zone. What if it's the niggas that wanna win more? Let's go, let's go. I'm Joe the Poet. Now you know what lens to focus for this high death photo moment. Best speak if you want it.
Want it.
And then go out and own it. Let's go,
let's go. Rah! Shit, what a winner looks like. Die, house is lit, boy. What a winner looks like. Die, house is lit, boy. What a winner looks like. Nigga, we back. Shit, what a winner looks like. What a winner looks like. Side house is lit, boy. What a winner looks like. Side house is lit, boy. What a winner looks like. Nigga, we back. Yeah. overcome adversity, it works for me. Operating on these brands, giving surgery. I know at the end I'm worth it, B. IQ upstairs, perfectly. Almighty strength, Hercules. Cause the devil ain't about to do the work for me. Keep your foot on his throat, mercifully. Rappers out here spitting out perjury. I heard your team, but let me tell you what the difference is. I worked the plan until my soul bleed on sheets. I recorded that. Then my vocal reach reaches beats, I rehearsed it. Then I spread it live again. Then my fans really feel the pain I speak. On any beat, I treat like a Lunchable. Any feature, I make it feel more comfortable. No matter the fact, I'm always giving my all. Blue game stick, boy, I'm still ready to ball. Johnny Splitzels, even dumb new game kicks, the series over. Ain't no 2K6, I'm here to stay. Don't believe I'm ready to fight. Can't nobody ever say I don't belong in the light. With the mic, I'm always fit in life. Ain't no hype, I really just earned my nights. Let's go, let's go. I'm second every show. Packing everything with my inch and my soul. Let's go, let's go. I ride it for my zone. Ride it with some niggas that wanna win more. Let's go, let's go. I'm Joe the 419, you know what? Lens of focus for this high that photo moment. Best speak if you want it. And then go out and own it. Let's go, let's go. Yeah, what a winner looks like. Die, house is lit, boy. What a winner looks like. Die, house is lit, boy. What a winner looks like. Nigga, we back. Yeah, what a winner looks like. What a winner looks like. Side house is lit, boy. What a winner looks like. Side house is lit, boy. What a winner looks like. Nigga, we back. Yeah.
Yes. That was Joe the Poet. What a winner. He was one of our participants on Bars at a Barbershop about 2 weeks ago, just to play a little indie music, start our night off right, because our guest tonight is an absolutely phenomenal woman that I've known for about, but she came to me highly recommended. She is Brooklyn-born and bred. She is a full-time working mother, an author, student, and life strategist. Let me have y'all help me welcome the one, the only, Miss Andranae Booth, Master Life Strategist.
Thank you.
Hello, hello, Miss Andranae.
Hello, hello. I'm so excited to be here with you.
We're so excited to have you. So it's so funny because as soon as I started putting up the promos for your episode and putting out that you're a master life strategist and you're the gold digger, we're gonna get all into that. You know, I had people hitting me up like, the gold digger really thin? Like, what are we really talking about? And I have a few people actually listening that are very, very interested in all about what you have to offer. What is it? What does a life strategist do? How does it all work? Pointers, tips, everything. So everybody is very, very interested in you, Ms. Booth. So please tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became a certified master life strategist.
All right. Wow, that's a loaded question, but I'm so excited to answer and to explain everything about Miss Andranae myself. Well, let me just give you some background. I have worked in the legal field for almost 20 years.
Okay.
And I grew up in the church. Mm-hmm. I love God, you know, I love church, I love Bible, I love those things. But, you know, along the way, along my church journey, along my life journey, I made some choices. I made some choices that at that time I wasn't really too proud of.
Okay.
And because I wasn't proud of those decisions, perception of myself and the world shifted drastically, and it affected the way I interacted with people. It affected my relationships with people, men, friends, just anyone, period. And it had reached a point in my life where I wanted a change. I was just like, I can't live like this anymore. I carried a lot of guilt, carried a lot of shame. Just wasn't happy. And, you know, on my journey of finding happiness, of finding whatever it is that I thought was missing, God had placed certain people in my life to help me to grow, to help me to grow up, to help with my personal development. And I was introduced to Dr. Andre Feiser. He's the principal of the Kairos School of Personal Discovery, and that's where I became a master life strategist. Being a life strategist is you just know how to master life, right? Because we're here to experience this thing called life. What happens is most of us, we're living in a realm of life happening to us as opposed to life happening for us. When life begins to happen for you, that's when you've reached mastery, right? You're no longer a victim of your circumstances, but now you're a victim and you are a co-creator, right? You're in this thing with God. You said, okay, God, I'm in this thing with you, right? So you're no longer seeing the choices and the decisions that you've made as like, oh, my God, I grew up in this horrible family, and I, you know. But you more can see life now. Ah, I see why I had to go through that. I see why I had to have parents, these kind of parents, because it has made me the person that I am today, and now I can change the story. I can flip the script, and I can master my life.
Nice. I love it. I love the part about making life happen for you. You know, I'm not a big churchy person, but I am definitely a very spiritual person. So my connection with the Most High definitely moves me. But one of the biggest things that I've always heard people say is faith without works is dead. So you got to do something.
Yep.
You got to make something happen here for your life. You know, you can't just sit around and wait. When you really got to make it. So, how did you start on this journey beyond just going to the class, and getting your feet wet? How did you really change from life happening to you to making life happen for you? What did you do?
I changed the conversation that I had with myself. Which is why I wrote my first book, Sacred Salutations, A 30-Day Journey to a New Conversation with Your Life. I had to start speaking to myself differently. I didn't realize that my self-talk was horrible. Although I would smile and makeup was tight, hair was nice, you know what I'm saying? Nice job, making good money. But behind the scenes, my self-talk was really, really, really bad. I wouldn't, you know, behind closed doors, I would beat up on myself. I would say, oh, that was so dumb. Look, you're so stupid. That's why you keep doing this. Or I wouldn't even... There was a time where I couldn't even look in the mirror. Although I would have a nice made up face, when I looked in the mirror, I really wasn't happy with the woman that I was looking at. I couldn't even tell myself that I loved myself. When I looked at myself, I always saw disappointment. So I had to change my inner dialogue. I had to start speaking to myself differently. I had to, like you said, faith without works is dead. I had to tell myself, I love you, Andrene, even when I didn't feel it yet. I had to tell myself, I love you. You're brilliant. You're worthy. You belong here. You have purpose. That's how it started. It started with me starting to validate my own self. I had to take that power away from everyone else and give it to myself. And once I started to do that, that's when my world began to change.
Oh, that is absolutely awesome. You know, it's so hard sometimes for us brilliant folks, because I admittedly so, I do it to myself. I beat myself up a lot on what I haven't done, even with other people pushing me constantly. You should be doing this, and you should be doing this, and you have to do that. But, you know, like I have a tendency to get very defensive sometimes, and it's because I already know what I should be doing. And the guilt of not getting to that point of actually doing it or missing an opportunity, beating myself up for something else, like it happens, and it happens a lot. So it makes absolutely sense that, you know, the conversation that you have with yourself has changed in order for you to change where you are. That is definitely the forward motion. I absolutely love it. What were some of the affirmations? Well, I mean, to me, they would become affirmations, I guess. What were some of the things that you used to say before mastering your life? And then what are some of the things that you say now that your life is working for you?
The things that I used to say was, I'm alone. I'm in this all by myself. Nobody cares about me.
Wow.
Nobody really cares. Nobody understands. I used to think that my life was like, and don't get me wrong, we're all unique and special, but sometimes we can use that against ourselves, where we think we're so special, nobody else is going through what we're going through. Yeah.
Sure.
So, yeah. So I used to use that special, like, to the 10th power, where you just don't know my story, you know, or man, No one is ever going to love me. No one respects me. Why would anybody respect you anyway? Look at what you did. Look how many men you slept with. Nobody's going to want to marry you. Look at how fat you are. Look at how tall you are. Listen, these are the things that I used to say to myself. I did. And sometimes the conversation doesn't even necessarily have to be words. It could be in how you carry yourself, your vibration, just how you wear your clothes. When you enter a room, where you go. When you, instead of walking into the middle and just saying hello to everyone, just going to the corner. Walking to the corner as opposed to walking in the room and saying, hi, I'm here. Sometimes your conversation is in your body language.
Nice. I love it. It's, and you're so right, because, you know, I have a tendency, and I refer to myself because, of course, we all have a tendency to talk from a point where we know best. And to be honest, I know myself best. Although I've seen other people do it. Like, I have one of my best girlfriends, like, when she walks into a room, it doesn't matter how demure the room may be or what's going on in the room, but somehow every time she walks in a room, she lights it up. Like, attention becomes hers. Sometimes not intentionally, but it's just her vibration high, and she has a tendency to make everybody smile, to make everybody just make everybody comfortable. And knowing her from when I was a little girl, like when we were kids, you know, kids, I think kids. No, when we were like teenagers, you know, she was very shy and very introverted and, you know, kind of closed in. So it's very interesting that the conversation that one can have can just be. It doesn't have to be words. It could just be in your simple vibration. I absolutely believe that.
Definitely.
What would be some of the tips to help a person, quote unquote, change their vibration, to kind of get to their get to that spot? Because, I mean, you know, as motivational speakers and empowering women, we have a tendency to always. Like, people look at us and they're like, oh, you know, nothing is ever wrong with you. You know, oh, your life is great. You know, everything. You're always so positive. But no one really knows the struggle that it takes to kind of remind yourself of those things, to be positive and to stay positive and to move forward. What would be some of the tips that you would give to kind of like start changing your vibration so that you can stay on a higher vibration, a better vibration longer? I don't know if I'm wording that right.
Yeah. One tip would definitely be to develop a spiritual practice. Develop a spiritual practice and hear what you believe in, whether you're Buddhist, whether you're Jewish, whether you are Muslim, whether you're atheist. I don't care. I say develop a practice. Discipline and practice is something most of us run away from because, discipline seems like a hard word, but that's the only way to mastery. The only way to mastery is consistent, repeated practice. That means you're going to set aside a time out of the day to practice something, whether it's affirmations, whether it's meditation, whether it's listening to an inspirational song or an inspirational audio file, whatever it is, you have to set aside a time and a practice where you are constantly affirming, repeatedly affirming yourself. Because we are creatures of habit, and we have the subconscious mind, right? You want to train your subconscious mind. You want to train it until you know it, until it's in your cells, until it's like when people see you, they know it, they feel it. You have to develop a spiritual practice, a constant, repeated practice, because we're creatures of habit, and we need that. So that's the way to raise your vibration, meditation, whatever works for you. For some people, it's walking in the park. For some people, it's sitting by the water. Whatever it is that allows you to center yourself and to remember who you are in spite of all of the things that are happening to you. So it's developing a spiritual practice. I would say also personal development. I call myself a personal development junkie. Mm-hmm. Like in any class or any way I can learn to better myself and how I feel about Andrene, I'm there. Mm-hmm. I am there because I understand that my personal development determines how big my life expands. You can't run away from that. Whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're work at McDonald's, I don't care. Your personal development determines how big your life will expand. So invest in yourself, right? Also, tap into your intuition. Listen to yourself. Respect yourself. Respect your inner voice. Many times
we don't do that a lot.
We don't do that a lot. We really should. Listening to you, we listen to a lot of people all day. Social media, especially Facebook. You know, we spend a lot of time on Facebook, and what we don't realize is that we're listening to everybody, everybody's opinions, everybody's thoughts on things. So much that it drowns out what we want and what we think. So it's taking time to really listen after everybody says what they have to say, taking time out to be like, okay, well, Andrene, what do you think? What do you want? Listening to it and respecting it. Yeah.
Nice. Fantastic. We have Miss Andrene Booth telling us how to master our life. This is absolutely fantastic.
Yes.
I'm really excited because I mean I don't want to say that I'm a junkie for self help, situations. I'm really not. I'm going to say this out loud. I have a little bit of a roadblock personally, because I know so many people. I know so many different people who are such motivational entities, because I'm a big believer in energy. Such motivational entities that, like, there are times when I'm like, I'm listening to other people and I'm like, nah, I'm good. And I kind of just block it all out. I listen, but I'm not really listening, or, you know, I'm looking, but I'm not really seeing, sort of on purpose. I don't really want to be rude, but, yeah, sometimes Sin City gets rude. Oh, well. But, you know, just like you said, you know, sometimes you have to kind of stop and listen to yourself. You know,
yes.
With everyone speaking and everyone always giving some kind of advice on how to, what to, and who to be and what you should do, you know, I have a tendency to kind of sometimes just block everybody out and just be like, nah, yep. I'm good. I'm going to do this this way, because this is how I'm feeling. This is who I am. I'm about to say I'm in.
Yeah.
This is who I am. And yeah, I don't really care about what anybody else thinks. And in some cases I can say that, yes, it absolutely helps, because then you get back to yourself. You get back to, you know, just being aware of who you are and allowing yourself to hear your own voice.
Yes.
And that's super important. That is super,
very
super
much.
Important.
It is.
I'm a fan. So really quick, we're gonna play a request, because, you know, we've been talking to Miss Angelina since she got on, and it. I gotta play like two songs during this whole hour. So I got two songs. So first, I'm gonna play Beyonce's Flaws and All. Why? Because I want you to accept me for who the hell I am, flaws and what all.
Yeah.
I'm a train wreck in the morning. I'm a bitch in the afternoon. Every now and then without warning, I can be really mean toward you.
Yes, that was Beyonce, Balls and All. This is Sins Writer Request. I'm your host, Miss Sin City. I am here chatting it up with Miss Angenae Booth, the life strategist, here on Sin City Radio. We are having a good old time. So as a master life strategist and the gold digger, tell me how you then in turn help people. Like, what do you do for people as a master life strategist?
What I do is I help people, specifically women, to find their pot of gold. That's why I call myself the gold. I didn't even call myself that. A lot of the people that I have helped along the way, they've all called. They said, "Angenae, you just always help us find the gold," because with, you know, we're all telling stories. We're all carrying stories from the past. A lot of us are carrying a lot of shame from the mistakes that we've made. And what happens is our mistakes, because we focus so much on what's wrong with us, we're not able to see the gold, the treasure that lies within us. And what I do is I help you to clearly, I help to clear all that out, so you can see the gold, so you can really see you. You know, we wear, you know, people talk about masks, people being fake. But I say people, I would say most people wear a mask. The masks that they wear are old stories that they tell themselves over and over and over again. Stories like, oh, I'm not really smart, I only have a GED, or I'm really shy, you know, that's the story they tell themselves. But really they're not. And what I do is I help you to get clear. I help you to overcome the fear of really recognizing and owning, not only recognizing it, but owning who you really are behind the story. And I do this, I have a self-love program, because for me, I just see it as you're just afraid, and all you need is some love, self-love.
Okay.
And I have a powerful 30-day, a powerful 30-day self-love program that is, I've had people who have come out of the program. One woman, she published like 5 books. There's another woman who was in my program, and she published a bestseller. All have a story, right? But are we using our stories to work against us, or are we using it to work for us? Again, remember, life, we're here to live life, but not for it to just work against us. Life is really for us, but we just have to know how to work with life.
That is great. So tell us about this program.
I help you to find your pot of gold. It's a 30-day journey.
You are the gold.
Yes, it's a 30-day journey, and it includes my book, Sacred Salutation. In my book, there are 30 powerful, powerful, powerful salutations that you will speak to yourself every day. There's also a journal section where you write the things that you are grateful for. I also have assignments where you actually really write down what you want, and you write down the biggest and grandest vision for your life. We also use materials and lessons from A Course in Miracles. Powerful, powerful tool to help you to overcome your fear, for you to really see you, really see you beyond the story that you've told yourself for most of your life. And when you come out,
you know, Miss Angenae.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Miss Angenae, to me you sound like a power player. It's so funny because a lot of what you've said are similar principles that actually my very same friend has built and has developed, and has opened up a lot. So you should definitely, after the show, we need to link the two of you together, so
yes,
that you guys
yes.
can chat it up and work on some things, because I'm a true believer in self-love as well. And no for y'all
yes.
nasty folks, because my name is Sin. We're not talking about that kind of self-love, although there's nothing wrong with that. Shh, don't tell nobody.
Not a thing wrong with that.
Not a thing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
But through my many journeys, because, you know, we never stop journeying, we never stop doing, we never stop moving. You know, there's always
mm-hmm.
something that we want to do that we're progressing towards.
You
know, especially in my journey through weight loss or body change, I'm not really into the weight loss because, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm a true believer. Like, at this point, I should probably stop saying I'm a true believer. But, see, this lusciousness here that resides at Sin City, right? You know, I've learned and I have accepted it in its totality, and I love me as I am. Because I realize, I know quite a few people, you know, that have been big people their whole entire lives, and they, you know, they do these fad diets, and it's like, oh, my God, you know, they lose all this weight, like, now. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, they put it all back on. I mean, I've seen everything from Weight Watchers to gastric bypass where, like, you get all the way down to where you're supposed to be, and then all of a sudden you turn around and, like, 3 months later, 4 months later, you're back up to the same weight you were before gastric bypass. And I have always said, before you can make any changes to who you are, you must love yourself as you are in this moment.
Yes.
And that is so powerful because, you know, people say opposites attract. No, actually, it's not that opposites attract. Like and like attract. The universe
Definitely.
Is not here not. The universe doesn't hear negatives. So whatever you ask
nope.
the universe for is exactly what it's going to give you. That all comes from my faith. And whatever you ask and you shall receive. Whatever you ask the universe for is exactly what it's going to give you. And we have a tendency to say things in a negatory fashion of I don't want this, when you're actually
mm-hmm.
telling the universe this is exactly what you want. So if you accept yourself exactly as you are right in this moment, then it won't matter what else you ask for, because your conversation will change. You're no longer
yes.
going to dwell on the mask or the confuddlement of what you might have been or what you think you want. You will actually be able to just be and then speak
yes.
from a powerful place of being.
Yes.
Shout out to Dre and my power players principles and, you know, girl. But yeah, you know, I've been that way for quite some time. And once I started loving myself as I was at 266 pounds, soaking wet with rocks in my pocket and a bag on my back, I was
wow.
able to make changes after that. The heaviest I've ever been is like 285 pounds. But I was pregnant. Let's not even talk about that. I lost all of that weight. But,
That's
you know,
amazing.
Like, and it's crazy because when I was pregnant with my second son,
mm-hmm.
I was 266 pounds when I found out I was pregnant with him. And when I was 9 months, I was 266 pounds. So by the time I had that baby, all of that stuff was gone. I was all baby. It
wow.
was all water. It was
okay.
everything. And I think that it wasn't just eating habits and stuff like that. It really was because I loved being pregnant. But I just loved me, you know. So whatever
yes.
changes I had to consciously make, it was fine. I was able to do that even after dropping the baby and the baby weight, most of the baby weight. You know, you gain a little bit back. You know, I don't really stress
mm-hmm.
about it. But I'm at least my own skin to recognize and to say, okay, you know, this little piece of giblet right here got to go, and I can work on it and not feel as though, you know, I'm beating myself up. I can really just work on it because I feel like it. And the moment that I don't feel like it, I don't. And that's perfectly
there you
okay.
go. Yes, it is.
I am absolutely loving this. For you guys who are now tuning in, this is Sin's Rider Quest. We are on with Master Life Strategist, Ms. Anjanae Booth, and she is an absolute awesome, fantastic person who has been shedding
mm-hmm.
light on how to master your life and not how to make it work for you, not just letting life happen. It's an absolutely refreshing conversation, because you know, in a lot of cases, we don't have conversations like these. We don't talk about the positive notes on how to make changes that start from just a feeling. And just really affirming to ourselves, you know, what we actually want, and being actually allowing ourselves to want. We don't allow ourselves that.
No.
So, I think that's a big step. So, Ms. Anjanae, tell us where we can sign up for your course. Tell us, you had mentioned two publications. There's a workbook that goes with the course, and then there's another book. So tell us about that. Tell us about all that stuff and where to get all this information.
So there's the first book. The first book is Sacred Salutations, A 30-Day Journey to a New Conversation with Your Life. That's the first book. To me, it's kind of like a workbook, but it has more content in it. In the beginning, I talk about your thoughts and your beliefs and your inner conversations, and it kind of leads you into daily powerful salutations and how to be yourself every day. And then I have my second release, which is the accompanying workbook. It's Change Your Name, Change the Game. It's a workbook and a daily planner. Yes. I love it. I had so much fun creating it. It works well with Sacred Salutations because it's a thought tracker. It's an emotion tracker. It's a feeling tracker. It's an action tracker because we're usually not paying attention to these things. And this is how you master yourself. You master yourself, your life, by paying attention to yourself. But what we usually do is we're paying attention to everybody else. We mind everybody else's business except ours. But in any event, you can But you can get both. You can get both books at my website. It's AndraneesCorner.com. That's N for Nancy, D for dog, R for rabbit, E, N for Nancy, ESCorner.com/book. There you'll find the link to purchase Sacred Salutations and the workbook. Also, I have a new release. I'm working on a audio album, which I'm really excited about. I always thought that I would come out with a singing album, but I never thought I would come out with like an empowerment audio album. But anyway, I have my first single out. It's called Sacred Thoughts. Sacred Thoughts.
Okay.
And it's only for it's $1.99. You can also find that on my website. You can go to the store. And it's for about 8 minutes long, and it has three powerful thoughts that if you repeatedly listen to these thoughts, your life will change. Three powerful thoughts, because I believe thoughts held in mind produce after their own kind, and the more you think about something is the more you produce other thoughts like that. And, of course, our thoughts create our reality. So I'm not only a master life strategist, I'm also a thought leader. And that's how I help women with their thought life. And if you can't purchase the book, at least purchase the audio file where you have something in your phone, in your car, whatever, and you get to hear it every single day. And it gets embedded into your subconscious mind. And then you'll realize, wow, how come my behavior is changing? It's because you're cleaning your mind, your subconscious mind, with healthy, loving thoughts.
That's beautiful.
What I got.
I love it. Yes, That is fantastic. You know, it's so crazy because, you know, people fail to realize that, like, we do the same thing with music, with regular everyday music, and we don't realize it.
Yes.
And for those of us who go to sleep and have music playing, or, you know, even in our lull of moments, when the music is playing, that music absolutely directly has an effect on us.
It does.
I'm a 90s R&B girl, but sure enough, listen, when I'm on my way to work and I could feel the oomph warming up in my body, oh no, I play some Eminem. And I get to pop in some Lil Wayne, Drop the World. No. And I feel like, those songs really make me want to fight sometimes.
See?
Now I'm rambling. Yeah. Sometimes those songs make me want to fight. Let me tell you, they make me want to fight. Yeah. But then it also takes me back. So Eminem's "The Way I Am," I absolutely adore that song simply because. Mm-hmm. When I hear it and I'm in that mode of I want to fight, just the lyrics and the hook, the way I am, it's like, listen, you about to take me the way I am. That's it. That's just hold on to this. You about to get this work. Take it or leave it.
And usually by the time I get
to work, I'm standing tall. I'm looking in my head.
Yes.
Everything. I'm ready. I'm like, let's get it.
Wow. See, it does.
I know,
whatever you listen to has an effect on how you feel your emotions and in that moment. So, yeah, that's why I created that. So I'm definitely going to have the whole album ready by the end of this year. And also the self-love program, it's happening right now, actually, and it's going to end in November.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I'm going to do it again in December. It depends on how many students sign up. But if I get a lot of feedback where people are like, you know what, I've heard some great results from the students that you have now and I want to sign up for it, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'm here to serve. I'm here for every woman to find their pot of gold, for them to really be reintroduced to who they really are. Yeah,
I love
it.
Thank you so much, Ms. Anjanae. I'm very excited. Y'all check it out. Anjanae's Corner. That's Anjanee's Corner.com/books.
Yes.
For the books, Sacred Salutations. I'm very interested in this book, Sacred Salutations. I'm a very magical person. So anything that sounds magical, I'm very interested in. So I love your take on sacred, because people have lost sight sort of with what is sacred. So I'm very excited and I'm very pleased and just awed by just your use of verbiage. Words, as a poet, you know, I tell everybody, as a poet, my word is everything. So the way how people use words with me, it's very big. So I'm very excited about that. I'm definitely interested in your book. You guys need to check it out, AnjaneesCorner.com. That information is up on the Sensity website right now, on the Sensity Radio fan page on Facebook. It'll be up on the website a little bit later on. You will have all the information on how to reach Ms. Anjanae Booth in a little bit.
Yes.
But right now I'm going to hop into a little Lauren and a little Bob, but am I going to turn your light down low? And then we'll be back.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Turn your light down low. And pull your window curtain. Let your moon come shining into our life again. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, it's been a long, long time. I get this message for you, girl, but it seemed I was never on time.
Joining us tonight, certified master life strategist and the gold digger. Please tell the people where to find you, how to get your books, handles, all that. Go.
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. On Instagram, Andrenee's Corner, A-N-D-R-E-N-E-E-S Corner. Instagram, Facebook, Andrenee. You'll find me. Where else am I? I'm on LinkedIn.
I'm on YouTube as well, Andrenae's Corner. I have some phenomenal, yes, hunty, some phenomenal empowerment videos. Trust me, you'll listen to them, and you'll feel like you have wings and you're ready to fly, okay? Where else can you find me? Of course, my website. I also have a blog. It's beautiful, and I'm very consistent. You can always find an encouraging and an empowering, inspiring word from me. I'm always ready to share, always. Go to my website, andrenaescorner.com/blog, or just go to my website. Just look around. You'll find a lot. You'll find a lot of gold there. Yep.
Fantastic. If y'all didn't get that, that was www.andrenaescorner.com. Check her out.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Ms. Andrenae. I'm so happy you are here. So some house cleaning really quick, because we got about 2 minutes and, you know, thing got to get it in. So don't forget to check us out. Wednesday nights is Indie Music Wednesdays with Ideal Real Radio and Mo Don. He's going to be chopping it up. Him and Shy Money going to be doing what they do. Y'all know how it goes. Reckless as ass. 9 p.m. to 11, so definitely tune in Sin City Radio. And, of course, next week we're going to be back. Sin City Radio Request, 11 p.m. on Monday. Thank you guys so much. What else do I have going on, if I could think about it? this week, this is what you got to do when you do too much, right? I think that pretty much covers us for this week. So tune in Indie Music Wednesdays on Wednesdays on Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. I have something new in store that I'll just give y'all that little snippet right now and let y'all know that something new is coming, and it involves video and TV and Sin City. So definitely stay tuned for that. I'm very excited. Ms. Andrenae, I hope you will be back for all of what Ms. Sin City has to share with you, from TV to radio to little snippets to blogs. We do different events, and actually I already have you in mind for another event that I'm doing probably in March, a Women's History and a Women's Empowerment event. So you're going to be on the list, so you guys can definitely check it out. So with that, thank you guys for listening. We will leave you with Ms. Hedda Headley, In My Mind. Don't forget to check us out, Sin's Writer Request, 11 p.m. Monday night. Later.
Bye.
Imagine seeing him on the town holding another hand. She's staring me down, so I figured that he told her who I am. But it don't matter either way what they do or say, 'cause ain't nothing changed. He's standing with her, but his phone is calling out my name. In my mind, I'll always be his lady. In my mind, I'll always be his girl. Saw his mama just